Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Melon Cafe. I am your host, Veronica Charnel. Listen, if you didn't catch the Lady Ball Show, which is my radio show on SOAR Radio, comes on Fridays, every Friday around 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm releasing a new podcast episode to drop this. It's just a snippet of the show. I had an empowerment moment. And I'm hoping whoever listens to this podcast episode, hopefully you'll be blessed by it, not offended by it. I believe in being transparent, and I believe in telling the truth and speaking the truth. That's how we get free, right? That's how we grow up, and that's how we move on. So this podcast episode is all about walking around, living your best life, but in a sound mind, because mental health is real. Mental illness is real. And, you know, the spirits of good and evil, God and the devil, is real too. It's not really churchy, nothing like that. But SOAR Radio is a Christian platform. So I did incorporate some practical things, something you can relate to. And I put a taste of some biblical things as well. That's how I do. But I believe if we become more practical, it's more relatable. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Smooches. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is yours truly, by the way of Friday. Hey, everybody, it's Veronica Charnel on the Lady Ball Show. On the Lady Ball Show. Good God. On SOAR Radio. Like, duh. Y'all like that. Anyway, you like it when I come up here and I mess up. Hello, everyone. Everybody who's listening in Radio Land, thank you for keeping it locked to SOAR Radio. Thank God for another day. I always like to say this. It's a blessing, huh? To be in the land of the living. If you hear me, you're alive. As a reminder, you got another day. Another chance to get this thing right. So you too can have eternal life. To my seasoned saints, mwah, mwah, mwah. It's December. We like the end of the year. This year flew by. 2020 looked like it took forever to go away. 2021, I don't know. But 2022, it flew to me. Maybe because we were back outside, I don't know. So today I'm playing all the hits as usual. We're going to get into our music flow. I'm here in the afternoonish to make you laugh, to make you smile, to make you think. That's my job. Because on SOAR Radio, we have tons of radio talent. We have different types of radio talent. So I like to have my show slightly different than what you see the other radio personality, the other shows are doing. So that's why I like to come at a different angle here and there. Sometimes I just play music, and that's one of the things I'm going to do. I just don't want to say it because I don't like saying something and then a stumbling block occur, or the enemy comes in and try to just delay it or mess it up. But even in that, it's a reason and it's a blessing. And it still didn't stop me from operating in whatever the realm or gift that God has given me. So I am going to do something that was pressed upon my heart. We're going to have empowerment flow, empowerment moment. I just come to encourage. I come to make you think. And I come to be transparent. For me, I don't know about you, I need to be transparent with when it comes to the Word of God ministry too. I need to be more transparent. I want to, when I talk to you all, it's conversational. So it can be more relatable, more friendly, not formal. I trust and I hope that you already have your prophet, your apostle, your set man, set woman, your set pastor, your set bishop, right? Now, I trust that if you do not, you can go get it. There is, what is hindering thee You better lay aside every weight that so easily beset you and go get you a church home. Okay, y'all, let's get into the music. All right, everybody, welcome back. For your empowerment moment, I have a thought that I would like to share. I got it in the wee hours of the morning. Seasoned Saints, you know that the Lord will truly begin to speak to us during that time period if he have you up praying or reading the Word of God. I came home one evening and the devil was acting up. And after I got through all of that, well, during the process, I heard a soft, calm voice speak to me. And he said, he was telling me, stay calm. Because the Lord knows I can get upset. I can get like on Looney Tunes, if anyone remembers, like the female Tasmanian devil. Again, pray for me though. I'm much better than what I used to be. But now listen, a scripture has, after everything was done, he was feeding me on what to do. And I didn't say anything. The one thing I would like to share is that I was listening to, oh, I love his music. I love his voice. He's a pastor. Brian Courtney Wilson. He has such an anointing upon his life, on his voice. Everything about him I like. Yes, he's married with a whole entire family. And yes, I do look upon him and I say baby daddy. This is why I call Brian Courtney Wilson the baby daddy. Because for someone to be my child's daddy, I certainly would love for them to bear that same anointing and gift and or presence, the Spirit of God that he has put in him, right? But the Lord spoke to me. He said, I do not give you, I'm going to put it in my words, the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. I don't keep, in other words, God does not pass out, give out, distribute fear. It does not mean we're not going to be nervous. It does not mean you're not going to be scared at times. It does not mean that. He said, it doesn't mean you're going to be have an uptight and oh my God moments. What it does mean, when you find yourself in certain situations, I like to call it a reckoning moment, a moment that wakes you the heck up. If I may say, the hell up. And it causes you to critique and fix what needs to be fixed, such as dotting an I and crossing every T. Sometimes you think something is secure and it's not. And because of this devil acting up, it has caused you to clank down on that, tighten up that screw. That's why you got to remain calm and keep a level head. He said, what I do give you is a sound mind. I give you the right mind. This is why I give you the do right mind. We were born into sin. We're shaping iniquity. And now we have to be redeemed in order to get ourselves together. If we really want eternal life, it's up to us. Based off our decisions that we make, based off our lifestyle. You know what God did? He put the ball in our court. God in Christ, God the Father, God the Son, did everything that he can do in his means. Everything. You understand me? Everything. This is why the Bible covers everything. every issue you had. I know we in 2022, about to go in 2023. And let me tell you something. When you talk about old, God is older than dirt. I'm not trying to be funny. Literally. Because before anything was, so he was there. And I'm still trying to figure out how he, you know, who made him. you just can't pop up. You know, that ain't right. That ain't right. You just can't do that. It's just not acceptable in my eyes. It just don't make no kind of sense. But before he made light and darkness, he was there. He exists. He is the self-existing God. He is a really, truly, when we take time and just meditate on him, he's a force to be reckoned with. I decided to reckon with him. So I need to find out who is this God that you're gonna come all the way down and gonna talk to Moses from a bush? Really? Who is this God that comes and you put 10 commandments on the side of a mountain and cuts it out, and Moses picks it up, walks down the mountain, find the children of Israel acting like a bunch of animals. Gets upset. He read the story. Get your Bible. Throws the tablets. Because there's a scripture in the Word of God. God had to create. He wrote. And then he did it. Check this out. Again. I read a scripture that said, the first set you broke. And then he talks like a human. He reminded Moses, you broke the first set. Right? Well, here's the second set. 10 commandments still stand. God still stand. Can't nobody touch him. I'm sorry. He's a force to be reckoned with. And I believe everybody who wants to serve the Lord has decided, let me find out more about him. Let me tell you something. When you get deep with him and really, really talk to him more and more and more, he talks to you more and more and more. He said, this is why, and if we fast forward to the New Testament, when Jesus crosses over and goes to the man with the tomb, that man with the tomb was acting wild and crazy. People and people of God, acting wild and crazy should not ever be your option. It's a sign of immaturity and something is wrong. I heard an old saint in my old church say, something the matter. I don't know what the something the matter. But I like it, so I'm going to use it right here, right now. She says, something the matter. If that ain't country, but I like it. That's Southern, ain't it? By the way, I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from New York City. Yeah. So now look, he said, what I do give you is a right frame of mind. So when he delivered this man, that everybody knows the story of the man with the tomb, and he had legions inside of him, he was sitting beside the Lord in his right mind, just as, how was he behaving? My point number two, behavior. If we have fear, our behavior goes out of whack. Nobody wants to see an active shooter. Nobody wants to face a gun. But you know, the Lord revealed something to me, and I started praying up against active shooters and shooters because of what I sensed. If you ever hear me pray about robbery, kidnap, snatch, shooter, you better believe God done told me something. And my behavior should be prayer. Am I right or wrong? You better believe he done told me something. I saw it. The Lord showed me something last month. Y'all, I could say a shooter. So that tells me, okay, somebody got a gun. Okay, no. I'm from the north. I know how that flow. Let me go ahead and pray up against this devil right here, right now, because something getting ready to poop, pop off. And I knew it. But see, if I had went into a panic, and be truthful. Those of you who got them rifles and them guns, and by the way, I wouldn't mind purchasing me a couple of guns as well. I'm just saying. You don't want to face a gun. Nobody wants to get shot. Who wants to get shot? In their right mind. Nobody do. Come on. But people like to shoot, don't they? Huh? I'm like, what the poke chop? I'm not even going to talk about it right now because it will take me off subject. But instead, I shifted into prayer mode. Our behavior, sometimes as humans, we got to check ourselves. Why? Because we're human. So he reminded me of something. Y'all, I'm going to tell you a little bit later. This is what I like to do because I'm on the radio. I like to ask God, kind of give me what to say. Because you never know who's listening to you, like right now. Hello. Like right now. Like you, I can literally, through the discernment of the Holy Spirit, sense that. So I want to use wisdom. Lord, give me what to say and how to say it. Maybe it'll touch somebody. It may not touch everybody, but it'll touch somebody. So my thing is this. When you find yourself in situations, remember to keep that level head. Try to remember. Three times. Try to remember. Because that devil does stuff and he'll stand back and look at you to see what you're going to do. And the Lord knew it. So he spoke to me. I said, okay. All right. Well, if you say so. Sometimes you have to do that. You got to take a moment and say, now, Lord, there's a devil loose. And unfortunately, God has chosen to allow this fool to go up and down the earth seeking who he may devour. He already warned us that we have to be watchful and prayerful and be, what's that word? In other words, you got to be on your thing. You got to be up. You got to be on your post because your enemy, your keyword, your enemy is seeking who can I devour. It's basically, in layman's term, your enemy is looking to find a way to get you. Any angle, any way possible. And this enemy wants to get close to us for a reason. Have you ever seen a demon throw something at you or hurt you or bother you from a long distance? Nah. They don't do that. They all get close. That's why sometimes the devil comes at you and he uses the one that's the closest to you. Can I go to the book of Job real quickly? His wife. Everything was cool, she was cool. Let me put this in layman's terms. But the moment God started allowed the devil to take his family, destroy this and snatch this and snatch that, his life flipped totally upside down. And she, not being level-headed, or I don't know what her position was in the Lord, whatever, I don't know. Not being level-headed at all. She told me, won't you just curse God? What? Excuse me? Is there not a scripture where he tells her, you talk like a foolish woman? Her behavior is foolish. And fear would do that to us. Fear, stress, anxiety, and frustration. And you let me go ahead. The Lord just show me something. Obsession. If you don't know how to act right, there is a God that can help you. You don't have to keep acting like a group, a bunch of legions. Oh, that was good. Let me see. Yeah. Legions. When them legions came out that man and they jumped in them swines, let me ask y'all something. For those of you who don't eat pork, is that the reason why you don't eat pork? It's because the legion jumped in swine? Or is it from what I read in the book of Acts when Peter was still saying certain type of meat was unclean? I would like to know, or is it a health thing? Because this is what I was thinking. The God that tells us, I don't give you the spirit of fear, the God that does all these things, the God that we trust, the God that got all this power, he created these animals and he put them there for a reason. Did God make a mistake? So I was just wondering, two things I want to remind you of. I want you to think about it. If you want to be a vegetarian or a vegan, that's your business. I'm gonna, hey, but for those who eat meat or pork, don't talk about them. They're eating what God made. Did he not? I'm just wondering. I want to remind you, don't have the spirit, we've got to give the spirit of fear. You got to have a sound mind. So when you have a sound mind, a do-right mind, you're level-headed when your mind is clear from confusion and from foolery and from following the majority. You can take time. You can think. You can examine yourself. So I got to thinking, and I got on this. The Lord showed me. I saw a vegan, vegetarian, don't eat pork. He will let me know who's affiliated with something, right? And he showed me the book of Acts. Let me tell you why I mentioned that. And he showed me Peter. I do know there's some people because of your health and medical. Okay, that's fine. If you want to be a vegan vegetarian, I ain't against you. But sometimes they put down those who eat the pork and the turkey and the sausage and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But God took me to a whole nother realm. The Lord asked me something, and I want to bring this to you as well. You trust him, right? He's God. So did I make a mistake? Did he make a mistake in making these animals is my question. Or is it you just choosing to do something or following someone? The reason why I'm bringing this, what helps us to, this is all goes to a sound mind for those who say it don't make any sense. I just said, when you're a sound mind, you don't have fear, you don't get stressed out. Now, I know I had some days where the enemy will sit there and listen to me and beat me up and wait till I get to work or get ready to get sit down in front of a computer or get ready to get on drive on the highway, all those things. And I can feel it sitting there waiting. God, am I lying? Every single time. Every single time. I can't explain it. It's like the spirit, like ever since I've been kind of engaging with God more, it's like I've been paying attention more. This helps me to keep a sound mind. The devil is after our mind, right? That generates and triggers behavior. And that generates and triggers your lifestyle. He comes to me about eating. And he comes to me in this angle. I didn't make a mistake in providing the food to keep the thing that I created in my likeness and in my image alive in the first place. He didn't make any mistakes. I understand we have different religions. I understand everybody don't read the King James Version, so you don't see that. They don't teach you. They don't show you. But if it's so dirty, and it be so wrong, tell me why did he make it? I don't think he made pigs for the hell of it. I don't think he made fish for the hell of it either. It's something to think about, right? It's something to think about when you have time, when you have a sound mind, when you're level head, when there's no confusion. Ain't nobody bothering you. It's something you can kind of think and research and study and talk to God. This is what he kind of came to me with. That's why I said, if you were a vegan or a vegetarian, I'm cool with you. But I got offended when I heard meat eater. A meat eater. A flesh eater. A flesh eater. I ain't no vampire now. What you mean meat eater, flesh eater? Honey, listen. I'm just eating what God provided. Am I wrong? Excuse me. Well, that's my empowerment. Well, excuse me then.